You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic nominee for president visits the birthplace of the Republican Party today. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Ripon. It's Harris' fifth visit to Wisconsin since her campaign began in July. Donald Trump won Fond du Lac County by more than 15,000 votes 4 years ago. Trump campaigns in Juneau on Sunday. Kamala Harris leads Donald Trump by 4 points in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. Poll director Charles Franklin says independents have been trending for Harris since Joe Biden left the race.
Independents have bumped up to 60 or a little above 60% for Harris. Seen it twice in a row, I think, is worth noting.
Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 7-point lead over Eric Hovde in the race for U.S. Senate. A new report finds Wisconsin is heading toward a potential senior care crisis. Forward Analytics says the number of people in Wisconsin aged 75 and older is expected to go up by about 75% in the next 20 years. That means a need for almost 60,000 new nursing home beds and 99,000 nurses and other staff by 2040. 45 pets displaced by Hurricane Helene are now in animal shelters around Wisconsin. The Humane Society's Lisa Bernard says the idea is to open up space in affected areas to handle local pets lost and reunite them with their owners. The Humane Society will make an announcement when the animals here are up for adoption. As many as 82 Wisconsin projects tied to clean energy could qualify for tax incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Emily Pritzko of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council says they'll offer good jobs.
Excellent pay, flexibility, and we are rising to meet that.
Wind turbine technicians and solar installers are the fastest growing occupations in the U.S. The Milwaukee Brewers may be looking for a new home on cable TV. The operator of Bally Sports was in bankruptcy court yesterday. Its reorganization plan includes cutting ties with 7 teams under contract for next year, including the Brewers. A final hearing on Bally's reorganization plan is November 14th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Kamala Harris will speak at Ripon College today. The time and exact location of her appearance has not been released publicly. However, Ripon College posted on Facebook this morning confirming the Harris for President campaign event, saying, quote, Ripon College believes it's important to foster political discourse, civic engagement, and thoughtful and respectful exchange of ideas. It went on to say, quote, while we all have our own personal political opinions, Ripon College does not endorse political candidates, end quote. Civic Media will be at the event in Ripon. A 21-year-old man died Wednesday after a car versus motorcycle accident in Oshkosh. Oshkosh police say the accident happened just after noon when a motorcycle traveling westbound on 9th Avenue collided with a vehicle traveling southbound on Graceland Drive. The accident closed a busy traffic corridor for several hours. Oshkosh police say the investigation is continuing. Whooping cough or pertussis is spreading throughout Wisconsin. There are 22 confirmed cases in Winnebago County, according to County Communicable Disease Supervisor Jackie Greeneau. She said the best way to avoid the disease is to make sure you're vaccinated.
Vaccination is such a good method to, if not prevent, then at least to lessen the severity of disease and to slow down transmission.
Greeneau says pertussis is most dangerous to infants, pregnant women, and those who are immunocompromised. Wisconsin Task Force 1, made up of rescue workers from across the state, is helping with Hurricane Helene relief efforts. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says his training captain is part of the team.
He's with the Task Force 1 team in North Carolina, helping initially with evacuations and now search and rescue for the flooded areas.
Members of the Appleton, Green Bay, and Nina Menasha Fire Departments are also part of Wisconsin Task Force 1. Volunteers from the American Red Cross were in the southern states setting up shelters before Hurricane Helene hit. Rebecca Rockhill, executive director of the American Red Cross in Green Bay.
We really work to get volunteers boots on the ground when we hear it's coming, because to show up after the storm has hit is often too late.
Rock Hill said 35 volunteers, 6 from New Wisco, and several emergency response vehicles have been sent to the 10 states affected by Hurricane Helene.
So we're really about providing that safe shelter, providing the meals, the emotional support, the cleanup kits, that sort of thing.
Find out how you can help the Red Cross and other organizations assisting with Hurricane Helene relief by visiting civicmedia.us/help. 9to5 Wisconsin, an organization that advocates for working families, has announced a series of candidate forums before the upcoming election. The 90th Assembly District Candidate Forum will be Monday, October 7th at 5:30 at the Brown County Central Library downstairs auditorium. Ahmad Rivera Wagner is confirmed to attend. Jessica Henderson has been invited. And the 30th State Senate District Candidate Forum will be Wednesday, October 16th at 6 p.m. at Hinterland Brewery in Ashwaubenon. Jamie Wall is confirmed to attend. Jim Rafter has been invited. The forums will focus on topics such as paid family and medical leave, affordable child care, and the future of Wisconsin's care economy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit 2 home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead 2-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Mitchell said he was excited for the opportunity to come up big.
Obviously, there's a lot of pressure there, but like at the same time, it's just enjoying the game and having fun. It's a kid's game, you know? But like I said, like those are the types of things you look at like when you're in the backyard. It was awesome, exciting. Still trying to come down from it, but just most importantly, excited to play another game, another day of baseball, and come back out here tomorrow and do it again.
Manager Pat Murphy said Chourio had a great night.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah, pretty special. A lot of guys contributed tonight. It was, you know, again, you saw what our team's about, what they've been about all year. They didn't quit. They kept every pitch. Yeah, a lot of guys' contributions, but Chourio, oof.
Willie Adames was impressed by Chourio's performance.
I mean, insane. I mean, I feel like he's done some, you know, he hit some clutch hits, you know, throughout the year. But I know for him, that felt amazing. And for the team, felt unbelievable. That changed the whole game right there, and he gave us an opportunity to play Game 3 tomorrow.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. And the Packers will try to bounce back this week as they take on the Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Vikings. Kickoff on Sunday is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mark Hamill has agreed to appear in a revival of Cartoon Network's The Regular Show. The show ran for 8 seasons on Cartoon Network and is being brought back by Warner Brothers. Hamill played a Yeti named Skips and will return to the role. If you haven't checked out the animated show, I recommend it, or maybe you're not interested in the hijinks of slackers Mordecai, a blue jay, and Rigby, a raccoon, who try to avoid doing any kind of actual work and spend the day playing video games. It took a lot to get Daniel Day-Lewis to come out of retirement, specifically the movie his son is making that Lewis helped him co-write. Lewis has not been seen on the silver screen in 7 years, but is warming up his acting chops to star in Anemone. Ronan is directing the film for Focus Features. According to Yahoo Entertainment, the story centers on the relationships between fathers and sons and brothers. Daniel Day-Lewis is considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest, actor of his generation. He's the only male actor to have won 3 Oscars for Best Actor. Lots of really respected actors have passed away the last several days, including Maggie Smith, Kris Kristofferson, John Ashton, and now John Amos. Amos starred in Roots, the TV miniseries from the late 1970s, and Norman Lear's hit show Good Times. His other credits included Coming to America, Uncut Gems, and Die Hard 2. Amos was 84 years old. It seems no one has told Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua Girl, that her 15 minutes of fame are up. First, she was an internet sensation, then she threw out a few first pitches and appeared on popular podcasts and sold some serious merch. But she's not stopping there. Now she has her own podcast on Spotify, and it is the 3rd most popular. The podcast is called Talk Tua. Those who tune in to Talk Tua can expect to hear Haley chatting with celebrities, exuding Southern hospitality, and giving relationship advice. I thought Hawk-Tua was relationship advice. The show Reacher has never been devoid of girl power, but a new spinoff will take it to the next level. Prime Video is developing a new series. It will star Maria Sten, who plays Frances Neagley opposite Reacher. In a recent interview, Sten said the show will still be very Reacher, with snappy dialogue and lots of action, but it will be its own show. Reacher, based on the books by Lee Child, is one of Amazon's most popular shows domestically and worldwide. A release date has not been set. Democratic nominee Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will not be invited onto Saturday Night Live before the November 5th presidential election. SNL creator Lorne Michaels told The Hollywood Reporter that due to equal time provisions, it gets too complicated, and he would have to invite every candidate on, even minor candidates who are only on the ballot in two or three states. I guess for the time being, we are stuck with impersonators James Austin Johnson as Trump and Maya Rudolph playing Harris. My personal favorite, Jim Gaffigan as Tim Walz. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 73 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10. This evening, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two, then clearing after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, sunshine 68, Saturday sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.